This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Glad you're with us today for your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with a team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. Kurt and Ethan, we're going to talk about this today because I think it's a great way to kick off the show. And that is, we call this show Your Retirement Blueprint. Kurt, why do we do that?
That's our process. And that's what we found, Mark, is people just truly don't have an actual plan in place. Someone will come in with a couple pieces of paper, a spreadsheet, and they'll show us some columns and numbers. But how are we going to generate that income? How much do you need? How are you going to adjust it for inflation? How are you going to invest those funds and not have to draw down in a bad market and realize losses if you need to generate that income? So people just don't understand. First and foremost, you need a plan in place, but they also don't understand when you're saving for retirement, it's all about growth and accumulation. And I don't want to say easy, but I mean, your main focus is one thing, growing those assets. You're not concerned about volatility because you're dollar cost averaging through your paycheck. When you hit retirement, there's five areas we've found through your retirement blueprint that are really critical. And we can go through each one today, but the five areas, first and foremost, is income. Can't retire without it. Ethan, have you ever retired someone without income?
Still haven't yet. No.
So you need income. It's a little bit deeper than that, and we can go into that. But once you've calculated out and figured out the income, then how do we invest those funds to generate that income? How are we tax efficient with that income in retirement? That's a big thing moving forward. Healthcare, how do we bridge the gap between when we retire and we're Medicare eligible, and then once we're Medicare eligible, how do I plan for that advantage plan or that true supplement plan? And then lastly, legacy planning. If there are assets left, I want to leave them as efficiently as possible to my kids, my grandkids. I want to leave that legacy. How do we structure that? And do you have the proper documents in place? So there's a lot that goes into retirement planning versus just saving for retirement.
So Ethan, that first big step is trying to figure out, can I retire, right? Do I have enough? Well, it's really about income. And Social Security would be in that category too, right? The income part of the retirement blueprint right out of the gate, just to kind of feel like we're, find out where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. Income is first and foremost because that's what's most important in retirement. You need to be able to pay your bills and then have some fun. So we need to understand what both of those cost you. What is your monthly budget? How much are your utilities? Do you still have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? Do you have grandkids that you're spending money on? Do you enjoy traveling? So what do you spend on a typical monthly basis? And then what are your fixed sources of income going to be? Some of us today still have a defined benefit pension. That's going to be a large source of fixed income for some of us, but we're finding more and more companies aren't offering the defined benefit pension because of the costs associated with it. And people are living longer today than ever before. But for folks who have a pension, we want to help them claim that properly. And then for the rest of us, we have Social Security. We have to make sure that we're helping people also time that properly because Social Security office won't give you that advice. You have to do it on your own. You have to do the research, and your situation is different from your neighbor or your sibling. So you can't just simply say, well, I hear a lot of people are taking it at 62. I'm just going to do the same. You have to understand your situation and your unique goals.
So, Mark, once you calculate, a lot that goes into income, like Ethan had mentioned, you know, formulating a budget, and then once you have a budget, determining how to file for and claim Social Security, if you have a pension, how to do that as well. And then if there's a gap between those fixed sources of income and your actual budgetary needs, that's when the investment planning comes in, because now we can calculate out with the pot of money you've saved, so much has to be set aside per se to generate that supplemental income to get you to that budget. And so it really boils down to your unique personal circumstance and what your budget is and what your sources of income are. And then it becomes about how do we invest those assets properly. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you haven't even taken those first two steps, I don't know how much income I need. I don't know how to file for and claim Social Security. I don't know how to invest those resources to generate that additional income. Here at Accurate Solutions Group, again, our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. We're more than happy, obviously, to walk you through that process. Ethan, myself, our team, just call us at 412-515-3355, and we'd be happy to set up a 15-minute phone call. We can set up a virtual meeting or even an in-office vision meeting.
412-515-3355. So, Kurt, is the investment part of this one of the bigger areas? I mean, all the areas are important, right? You can't really skip any of them, whether it's the taxes or the healthcare or the legacy planning. But the investments, I think a lot of people come in probably with their 401ks, IRAs, got a little rental properties, got some life insurance. Hey, that's my plan. No, those are tools. Those aren't the plan. But risk is probably one of the bigger things. Moving from the working world, the accumulation phase, to the distribution phase, that's risk is one of the bigger challenges, maybe?
It really is. And you can be too conservative in retirement. You can be too aggressive in retirement. There's a lot of factors. One of the biggest risks we have, Mark, and it's a good thing, but what we have to plan for is longevity. You know, back when my parents retired, back when Ethan's grandfather retired from, at that time it was Armco Steel, you know, you could plan for 15 years of retirement income, maybe 12 years, 10 years of retirement income. We are living a lot longer today, and we're living a more quality of a life where we're still active longer into retirement. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in, and you just got to figure out what is the most effective way to file for and claim those benefits, because Social Security and pension and drawing from investments, if they're not structured properly, it can really be detrimental to your retirement.
We also want to talk to our clients about their investment risk. You know, how much are their investments risking if the market's down, like 2008? Everybody remembers 2008 with how significant it was and how severe the market was down. And if your portfolio is entirely invested in the stock market and you're withdrawing from it, that's going to have an even more adverse effect. So we have a conversation next. Once we help our clients with income, we want to talk about the risk that their investments are taking, because you still need to take risk in retirement. That the stock market's going to be the best place to outpace inflation. So you need some of your money having a strong return, but you don't want to have all of your money in the market taking on that type of risk anymore in retirement. So we want to walk our clients through that type of conversation after the income planning phase.
And Ethan, I think a lot of people think that their investments are all on the market. There are so many more options today with the Fed fighting, you know, inflation by raising the interest rates, that it actually gives us an opportunity to go to some of the safer tools, the indexed annuities, CDs. I mean, they're paying more interest in those safer, they're more attractive now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our show and our plan is called A Retirement Blueprint. Part of that blueprint is building your retirement house, and that starts with the foundation. And the foundation are those accounts like you talked about, the CDs. You know, maybe you can look at treasury bills today where you couldn't in the past. You can look at fixed or fixed indexed annuities. These are all vehicles that aren't carrying on stock market risk. They're backed by one form or another, whether it's the government, FDIC, or insurance companies through the state that you purchase them in. So we're looking for accounts that have minimal risk, But today, with interest rates higher than in the past, there's more attractive fixed income than ever before.
Yeah, Kurt, just because Ethan doesn't remember the 80s, we know that interest rates were way higher than they are now in inflation.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, double digits. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So part one of the retirement blueprint is income. Got to replace our paychecks to be able to retire. We got to have income. Investments. Now, what's our strategy? How much risk do we take? How much do we have in the safe part, the foundation of our home? How much do we do risk? Because we need growth down the road. We're going to be here 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. We know things are going to even cost even more down the road. So we've got to have an investment strategy. The healthcare and the legacy planning, I think those are kind of self-evident. We talk about those a lot. We also talk a lot about tax efficiency, but that one, to me, right now is one that you guys talk about almost every week on this program. Taxes are, I think, with the, you know, the job, what, 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act ending in 2025, and our debt now at basically $32 trillion, taxes are really their only repercussion they've got to get the money back for the government. So we're probably in the lowest tax bracket we'll ever see for the rest of our lives, Kurt.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, anything can happen. Congress can do anything they want. Could they lower them? Sure. Most likely, though, Mark, you know, looking fiscally, what our country's facing. Yeah, I think taxes have to go up, and tax-efficient income is going to be critical in retirement. So, you know, Ethan and I are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job as your advisor is to, first and foremost, once we've crafted your retirement blueprint, we see the income you need, and we see the draw from investments that you need to take to supplement that income. We need to help you structure that as tax-efficiently as possible. If you've done a good job saving in 401ks and traditional IRAs, we have to look at, hey, when you hit that required minimum distribution age, if you've crafted a nice budget and a nice plan, we want to make sure that additional required minimum distribution doesn't put you into that next higher tax bracket. And if it does, then we look at, hey, what can we be doing, or what should we potentially be doing today to ward off that quote unquote tax time bomb down the road? You know, my belief, Mark, and I think you're on the same page, but my belief is taxes are on sale right now, at least through until the year 2025.
It's pretty easy to see. We have a really nice visual that we've gone through with prospective clients and existing clients that charts off the top marginal tax rate in our country's history. It's easy to see where we're at today with 39%. And not long ago in the 70s, it was over 70%. In the 60s, I believe it was over 90%. So that chart makes it so easy to see visually that we're at a discount right now in taxes, and they basically are going to go up. It's just a matter of when and how high.
And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, and we've talked about first and foremost income, and if you haven't crafted a true budget and understand what you need in retirement, if you haven't calculated out or figured out how do I time or claim Social Security, if I have a pension, we haven't even thought about should I take the lump sum, should we take survivor benefits if I take the monthly income? And most importantly, talking about taxes, if you haven't figured out what's my current tax rate, where am I going to be in retirement? Have I done a good job saving in pre-tax assets so that I have to calculate out how that's going to affect me 10, 15 years in retirement? That's what we do here. Myself, Ethan, our team, through your retirement blueprint, that's a planning process that will look at those five key areas that we've been talking about today, and we will help you craft your own retirement blueprint specific to your unique circumstance. You have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Once you make that phone call, we can schedule, and we'll make it convenient for you, a 15-minute initial consultation on the phone. We can do a virtual meeting. You can come into the office for a vision meeting. We'd be happy to do that. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're going to come back and we're going to chat a little bit about what retirement group, what generation is really on the clock as it pertains to retirement. We're going there next. Stay with us. We're back with more with Kurt and Ethan right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement?
Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. So we have been talking forever to retirees. That's what this show is all about. That's what Accurate Solutions Group is all about, helping you create your retirement blueprint, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security. When, how do we do that? Well, that's in the income part. What about Medicare? It's in the healthcare part.
Hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge, will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355.
So a lot of moving pieces, and we've really been focused on baby boomers. We know that there are 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day, for example, starting Medicare. Just a lot of moving parts. Well, the generations, and there used to be a Gen Y somewhere in there. I don't even know where that is anymore. But the greatest generation was born 1901 to 1927. The silent generation was 1928 to 1945. Well, the baby boomer generation, 1946 to 1964. So I fall on that. I was born in 1959. So the oldest baby boomers are turning 77 this year. The youngest are turning 59. Well, the next group, Gen X, born 1965 to 1980. So that means the oldest Gen Xers are turning 58 this year, and then the youngest are turning 43. So you guys, Ethan, are already probably chatting with some of these Gen Xers about retirement, because if I'm mid-50s, it's time to start thinking about it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing more and more Gen Xers come into our office to have a review of their plan. You know, they want a second opinion on their 401k positionings, and they just want to see if they're doing the right things, because those are the people that have enough time to make adjustments and really make a change. If they're not quite on the right track and we can show them that saving a little bit more into the 401k is going to put them in a better position, there's enough time on their side to make those changes and allow them to retire maybe a year or two earlier than they were expecting. So we are running into that quite a bit, and we're happy to sit down and have the conversation with Gen Xers and show them and put a plan in place and start working together even now.
And if you're part of Generation X, you might be saying, wait a minute, retirement, that's my parents. That's not me. Well, you're getting there. That's the thing. If you're 43 to 58, you're right in that wheelhouse of trying to figure out what should you be doing at what time, when do I start planning for all of this? How do I take Social Security? What about Medicaid? All those are Medicare. How do I do all of that? So, Kurt, the first Gen Xers now are mid-50s, right? 55 to 58. 58 would be the oldest this year. What would you say to them about making the most out of the next maybe 5 to 10 years before they would actually retire?
Well, yeah, because I'm there. I turned 57 this year, so I'm Gen Xer. And I would say this, know where you're at today But also have a conversation of where you're trying to get to. And it's all about having a plan, a retirement blueprint. So, you know, when someone comes in for a complimentary consultation, it's a matter of determining, okay, here's where we're at today. Here's our income. Here's our assets. Here's where we're trying to get to down the road in retirement with a budget. And here's potentially when we want to retire. Because when we can start building that roadmap, that blueprint, Mark, that shows them, hey, we are on track, like Ethan was mentioning. Hey, maybe we're a little bit behind, or maybe we're ahead of schedule. Maybe we can retire sooner than what we thought, or maybe we have a little bit more work to do. But having a plan in place shows you where you're at, where you're trying to get to, and then it's going to put that roadmap in place to get you there.
So, Ethan, we've certainly talked on this program about Social Security. Will it be there for the baby boomers and all of that? We've seen all the stuff from the Social Security Administration. By 2033, 2034, 2035, we may only be able to give you 78 cents on the dollar. So for Gen X, they're a little bit behind the baby boomers, might be even more of a challenge for Social Security. So what about Social Security for the Generation X?
Yeah, I still think it's going to be there, but it's going to look different, I would assume. I think they have to make some changes to Social Security to make sure that it's lasting longer. I think one of the last things they want to do is take away people's benefits in any fashion. So I think that they'll, you know, maybe raise the starting age.
So there could be a difference between the oldest Gen Xers at 58 and the youngest at 43.
I could definitely see that happening, because it's our opinion that when they make those changes that they need to, they'll grandfather people in, but there's got to be a cutoff. There's got to be an age that they say, if you were born after this date, well, sorry, these changes apply to you. But if you were born prior to this year, then you're going to be grandfathered into the old rules. They've done things like that in the past. I think it's as recent as 2015, making changes to Social Security and grandfathering people in. So, but we do have conversations with clients who are really pessimistic and thinking it's totally not going to be there, or totally going to change. But we think that they'll do their very best to grandfather people in and make adjustments that are smaller to us that make sure it lasts as long as it can.
Yeah, so 1983 is when Social Security raised the full retirement age from 66 to 67. So those born in 1960 or later, full retirement age is 67. So that means if they did it in 1983, that those people were, the oldest of those were 23, right? So there was plenty of time before that happened. So whether they would have that kind of time to make those kind of adjustments now, I'm not really sure. So when you think about this, Kurt, could we ever really be too young to start thinking about retirement planning? I mean, it'd been great if we were really focused on retirement right out of college, but most of us are not.
I do think you can be too young. I mean, when you're first out of college, you're worried about getting your apartment, getting your first job, making your car payments, making your lease payment, paying down debt, a lot of student loan debt. And so, you know, initially when you first get into the workforce, Mark, I don't think retirement should be top of mind. But I do think once you start maturing and once some of those maps and have been hit, meaning you're paying off the debt and you're maybe you bought a house now, maybe you got married, you do need to start thinking about it at some point. And it's unrealistic, in my opinion. A lot of people say, well, if you save $2,000 a year from the age of 22 to the age of 65 and you're in 8%, that's just not realistic. Mm-hmm. But it is realistic to start thinking about it when you're in your 30s or early 40s, putting that plan in place and really determining, hey, here's where we're at today. Here's where we're trying to get to. And are we on track?
Yeah. And it's funny that you bring that up, because when I first started with Kurt, part of just getting me trained and used to the programs we use was starting building my own. I was maybe 21 or 22 at the time. But yeah, we put one in place. Now, it's not something that I review frequently, being 29 and 30 right now. But yeah, you can be too young to put it in place. But I guess I have my own, and I'll update it probably once a year and see if Allie and I are doing what we need to. But you know, if you're listening to the show and you haven't started putting a retirement plan in place, more than likely you're in that Gen X or baby boomer demographic. We're happy to sit down with you, have a conversation, show you how we plan for folks, work on a baseline retirement blueprint for you, and see how we can help you keep that plan on track throughout your retirement. But you have to take that first step, which is calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, if you had advice for those youngest Gen Xers, remember, the youngest would be born in 1980, which means they're turning 43 this year. So let's say they're 43 to 48 years of age. Retirement's not right around the corner, but it's coming. What would be your advice?
I would meet with someone like myself or Ethan or you know, another investment advisor. I mean, it's still about growth, Mark. And so it's not about cash flow and income at that point, but you still have to grow your assets. And so you would want to meet with someone, in my belief, to really determine, hey, here's where we're at. Have we accumulated enough? Are we invested properly? Because within that next 5 to 8 years, you're going to be transitioning from just growing assets to putting that plan in place. So have enough, make sure it's invested properly, continue to contribute and max out those opportunities for savings.
Something to add on there. I just met just the other week, they're children of a client of ours. Now I say children, they're in their 40s. But one thing that they said to me is they've met with one or two other advisors and they said that they're in that demographic where they just feel neglected. They said, we met with somebody that didn't want anything to do with us because they couldn't manage our money. So they didn't want to help us or help us put a plan in place. We're happy to sit down and work on a baseline plan and give you some good direction. Remember, there's no cost, there's no obligation. So feel free to give us a call and come on in.
That's 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. So Ethan, when you think about it, then let's say we're in our 50s now, and you certainly sit down with people like this. And I think the ones that do retire early, you know, at 55 to 60, those workers either inherited to be able to retire or had pensions to go with what they had saved. And so they've got some guaranteed income coming in already. For those normal people like me, that's not the case. I don't have a pension. I'm not going to inherit a lot of money or anything like that. What are some things that we should be doing to get ready for retirement, you know, while we're still in our 50s? Is maybe 55 in a year? If you hit 55, it's time to really sit down with a retirement planner maybe?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think you really have to, because the very first thing you want to do is understand what you spend, where your money goes on a monthly basis. And that's not often something you do, because when you're working, you have more income coming in than you spend, hopefully, most of us. And so you don't sit down every week and look at the budget, see how much is going here and there. But prior to feeling comfortable to retire, you have to understand what you spend, because your habits aren't going to change in retirement. It's not like you're now retired and you're not going to be spending as much money on gas and things like that like you were when you were driving to work. All of a sudden, every day becomes a Saturday, and that's when we have the habit of spending more money. So you need to understand what you spend, because when the paycheck goes away from work, most of our listeners don't have a fixed paycheck from a pension. So you are your own paycheck, and you don't want to spend through your retirement portfolio too quickly. So the first step in your 50s, when we sit down, is looking at what you spend and what your sources of income will be once you're retired.
Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group will continue this discussion right after this. Stay with us. We're back in 60 seconds.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out, what do I want to do part-time? And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active. Not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking Gen X. And you're like, why in the world are you talking Gen X? Well, surprisingly, Gen X is are folks born 1965 to 1980, which means the oldest are turning 58 this year. The youngest are turning 43. So if you're in your 50s, it's time to start planning for retirement, at least thinking about it. Am I on the right track? What do I need to do to put myself or my family in a better position? And because Gen Xers aren't retiring in droves like the baby boomer generation, but there are Gen Xers retiring. So we're talking about this kind of pointedly towards the Gen X generation, because Gen Xers are in their 40s and 50s now. So this is a group we typically don't talk about on the show, but they're kind of sneaking up on us, Kurt. That's what I'm saying. They're sneaking up on us that they're coming closer to retirement. So if we still have more, let's say more than 10 years, we have 10 years or more until we're going to hit retirement, what should our priorities be in terms of saving at that point?
Well, first and foremost, just get a handle on where you're at and how things are going. But I would encourage, you know, there's probably still debt at that point. And with rising interest rates, whether it's a home equity line of credit or mortgage, you know, I would be focused on saving. And you always want to maximize the match if you have a 401k. So you always want to be doing that. But you also want to be paying down higher interest debt. So it would be a combination, Mark, of continuing to save and looking at those calculators to determine, hey, here's where we're at today. Here's where we might be in 10 years. But also debt reduction, because the faster you can pay down debt, the more you can save. So I think it's a combination of both.
You know, Ethan, we've also talked on this program, Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. We've talked about the sandwich generation for the baby boomer generation. Well, that's certainly going to be a factor for Gen X. And then you go down even to the millennials. They might be dealing with great-great-grandparents. Who knows how that's going to play out. But the sandwich generation is basically, you're here, your parents are still alive. You might have to help them a little bit in retirement. And then you have kids of your own. What about the sandwich generation for this generation, Generation X, Ethan?
Yeah, and we're still seeing that this is very common too. Now, Generation X, their parents may be on the younger side, so they might not quite be as preoccupied with helping take care of them. But still, some of the older Gen Xers, their parents need help as well. They're preoccupied helping them, but also taking care of their kids, making sure their kids are financially set. We see a lot more clients coming into the office who say one or two of their kids are still living with them, you know, in their mid-late 20s, even early 30s, which for most of them is not an issue because they're responsible, they're working, they're bringing in an income, and it's just making some sense. But some of them are needing to kind of kick them out of the nest a little bit. And sometimes Kurt and I have to encourage them with that. But we still see the sandwich generation moving forward. And you have to still be mindful of your own retirement. Make sure you're doing the right things for you to put yourself on track for your retirement.
You know, anytime you fly, Mark, one of the emergency guidance that they give you is they say, hey, if for some reason the cabin loses oxygen and the mask drops down from the ceiling, put your own mask on first before you start trying to help others. Because, you know, if you're dead, if you can't breathe, if you don't have oxygen, you're not going to be able to help anyone else. So we sort of give that same guidance. You know, you want to help your children and your grandchildren, but you get to a point in your life where you got to focus on yourself as well. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Help yourself first. And then if you can help others, do. No question. So, you know, one of the things that we've talked about because of healthcare costs are so crazy, and you think, well, once I get to 65, Medicare is going to take care of that. Well, it doesn't take care of all of it. We know the Fidelity studies say that the average 65-year-old couple today, for the next 30 years, will spend about a little over $300,000 for healthcare costs. That is even on Medicare. And you're like, wait, that doesn't seem right. Well, it's all the little things you have to pay when you go to the doctor or pay for the medicine or what have you. And none of that $300,000 is planning on long-term care. That's extra. That's above that. So I would think at this age, if you're Gen X, 58 to 43, might be a time to maybe put a plan in place that could really, because you're young enough that it would be cheaper, I would think, for long-term care. And if you've had somebody in your family, Kurt, certainly makes it more, I think, relevant. But if you've never had this experience, maybe you think, I don't need that. So how do you would approach that?
It's definitely one of your biggest risks. So we can, Ethan and I can do the best job in the world. We have a retirement blueprint in place. Everything's handled. Everything's fine. And all of a sudden you're in your early to mid 80s and you have that critical illness and we didn't, or you didn't have the opportunity to plan for that. That entire retirement blueprint can get down the drain because that is such a large cost. And I would say there are so many options available today. You have your traditional long-term care insurance and at younger ages, it is more cost effective, but you have some alternatives as well. You know, you have some life insurance policies that have critical illness riders on them that allow you, the insured, to access a portion of your death benefit in the event of a critical illness, such as long-term care. You have combination policies which combine annuities and life insurance, and it gives you the opportunity to draw from that pool of assets in the event of a critical illness. And when I'm talking about these things, I don't know your unique circumstance and your situation, so I don't know what is appropriate or not appropriate. I'm just trying to convey, Mark, that there are so many options out there today that it's a conversation you need to have. So if you have an advisor and they haven't had that conversation, I would encourage you, call us at 412-515-3355. We are more than happy to talk about just that specific topic or have you in for your own retirement blueprint, but it's an important piece of that plan.
And I will tell you that every day something happens and we're like, holy cow, how did that happen? A car wreck or what have you. Had a coworker that I've worked with, holy cow, for quite a while. And I'm going to throw her in the age of 35 to 40. So that would be in the millennial category. Got cancer, had breast cancer, beat it. And then wouldn't you know it, a year and a half later, it comes back. The other day she's driving to an appointment and all of a sudden starts feeling terrible. Veers off to go to the hospital. She dies that night.
Oh, my goodness.
So one kid, you know, like 8 years of age, but wow. She's not even 40 yet. I mean, those kind of things can happen. And that's where I think the retirement blueprint, when we start talking about younger generations, that there are a lot of things that we don't expect and we don't see it happening. That is why this is so important, I think. 412-515-3355. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. But the good news, I guess you could say, Ethan, at the end of the day, is the good news for Gen Xers, even if they are stressed about retirement, typically they do have some time on their side to maybe up the savings or take advantage if they're over 50, those catch-up contributions that Kurt talked about. So if we're getting closer to that doorstep of retirement, what do we need to be thinking about to make a smooth transition?
Yeah, a couple things you need to be thinking about. We like to recommend getting closer to retirement, maybe considering actually pulling back a little bit of what you're saving into your 401k so you build up an emergency bucket that you've been neglecting. You want to make sure that you have some money in the bank sitting aside for liquidity and emergencies, especially when you're first retired. If you're waiting on a paycheck from Social Security, and it's late to come in, or a pension payment that takes too long, having that emergency cushion built up right before retirement is going to be useful. Again, we have that conversation of spending. So with our clients, when they're heading into retirement, especially the year that they're going to retire, we meet with them a couple of different times prior to it, making sure that if they need monthly income from the accounts that we're managing for them, it's set up so that the day that they retire, if they need it the next week, it's already in process. They're able to get that paycheck right to their bank account. So it's a smooth transition. But part of that process is understanding what you spend. And if folks don't have any idea what they're going to need, that's an exercise we have to walk our clients through. And we're happy to do that.
Because that is the challenge. There's no question, Kurt. When you think about it, okay, well, I'm 45, I'm 50, I'm 55, I'm 60, I'm 65, I'm 70. How much do I need to be able to retire comfortably? And it's really, sometimes it's not about the big pot. It's about, well, what's going to create the income? How much income do I need, right? It kind of changes from that, oh, I need $1 million to retire, or if I have $500,000, I'm good. It's not really that number. It's what's creating the income that we need, right?
Oh, yeah. It's more about what is the monthly income necessary, and working that backwards, looking at fixed sources of income such as Social Security and pension, timing and claiming those benefits properly, and then looking at a proper budget. I just had some individuals in for a review here in the office, and the second spouse has retired as of May 1st of this year, and looked at the budget and realized there was no property taxes in there. There was no homeowners insurance in there. There was no health insurance, Medicare premiums and supplemental premiums. And so we are more than happy to help. But you can't just look at it high level. You have to spend a little bit of time. And a lot of people think it's really painful. I will say that if you spend a couple hours in trying to come up with a realistic budget, I think you can hit those numbers. But you're right, Mark. It's not about the $500,000 or $1 million or $1.2 million. It's about how much monthly income do I need each and every month in retirement.
And that's a good point, because we have some clients that can get by with just spending maybe $3,000 a month. They don't do a whole lot. They're debt-free. We have some clients spending $20,000 per month, and that is a serious number, and they're going to need much more than the folks that only spend $3,000. So that number of how much you need saved really does depend on how much income you spend, and we've seen it all, and we can help you understand what your spending habits are.
So how do we get that first opinion or second opinion, Ethan?
Feel free to call our office. Our number is 412-515-3355. What we'll do is we'll set up normally an initial 15-minute phone call with either Kurt or myself, get to know you a little bit better. What are your goals? What are your concerns? Obviously, you're welcome to bypass that phone call and come right into the office for a vision meeting where we'll start working on a customized retirement blueprint right there. You have to have a good understanding of your numbers. So understand what you spend, what your income's going to be when you're retired, and what retirement assets you have saved up, and we can start right then and there working on your very own retirement blueprint. We're trying to determine if there could be a good fit to work together and if there's anything that we can help you with in the long term. But again, take that very first step, which is calling our office at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan with Accurate Solutions Group. We've got our final segment coming up right after this. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always go to their website to learn more, asgretire.com. And just learn more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team, where the offices is, all of that kind of information. But they're really here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Get some clarity, get some direction into that path. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? That's really what we want to know. And it's all you have to do if you want to chat with them. It's 412-515-3355. And then, of course, we'll give you the opportunity, if you'd want to, just text the word KIT, K-I-T,
412-515-3355. And there's like six different topics you can download about retirement on there, or you can just request your own one-on-one just through the website instead of calling. But if you text the word KIT, 412-515-3355, one of the things you can download is a retirement income planning booklet, which retirement is a lot about income. So we're going to talk about some of the big questions that Kurt and Ethan get from their clients and their prospective clients almost all the time. And I think this will be kind of a fun, easy, I think, for you to understand maybe. I don't know. It depends on how good Kurt and Ethan are at explaining it, I guess. But here you go. First question, and I think this is one that we all wonder about, Kurt. All right, if I retire, am I or are we going to be okay? And then you follow that up with, well, do I even have enough? How much do I need? I don't know. So am I okay? Do I have enough? How do we answer those?
Individually. And when I say that, and I'll give you some examples, but they sort of coincide with one another, because normally when someone says, hey, am I okay? What they're really talking about is, do I have enough? Am I going to be all right? Because retirement is all about cash flow. It's replacing that paycheck, you know, and we call it mailbox money, but you have to have money coming in every month because you're no longer working. And that's a big concern. It's still number one, number two, most of the time. And when I say we answer that individually, Mark, everyone's circumstance and situation is unique and different. So real quick, great example, husband and wife, they both have a pension, they both have Social Security, and with pensions and Social Security, they have $8,000 a month of net spendable income coming in, and they're okay with a smaller portion of money saved, 401k, 403b, simply because they have that income, that cash flow already solved for. Now, the opposite side of that is husband and wife retiring, they just have Social Security, and they need that $8,000 a month, and Social Security is only providing them $4,000. Well, then they need a larger bucket of money to be able to retire. So we can absolutely answer that question for individuals, but that's a one-on-one circumstance.
Yeah, you know, that's the most complicated but the easiest question to answer for us. You know, I met with someone who attended one of our workshops at BC3 in Cranberry, and they came in and said, well, we really just have a couple questions for you today. And I said, oh, okay, well, let's start asking some questions. And they said, well, are we going to be okay? Do we have enough? And I'm like, well, that's the most complicated question of it all, because it's so specific to them. But through our planning process and through a retirement blueprint, that's the easiest thing for us to be able to answer. We can put that plan in place that shows, yeah, you're on the path to be okay based on what you're saving and what you have saved up. Or, well, maybe you're going to have to work a little bit longer or save a little bit more differently in different places. But that's still the number one concern, the number one question we get all the time.
Yeah, and if you have that question, you want to sit down with Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. You want to find out, do you have enough? Are you going to be okay? It's 412-515-3355. All right. Another question, Ethan, that's pretty common. And this is one, I don't know if it happens before the age of 65. Like, I want to retire at 62. Maybe that would be this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this one is, I can't retire now due to healthcare costs. And we know they're not coming down anytime soon.
Yeah, that's a big hurdle for most people. There, any more people are planning their retirement date around a specific age. It's typically 65 now because of the Medicare costs. That's when you're eligible for Medicare Part A and B. And the costs are much more affordable when you're on Medicare than if you were to retire at, say, 60. You know, I meet with people that would like to retire at 60, but then don't realize how much healthcare might cost for those 5 years leading up to Medicare age. And for those people who do understand it, that's why they're starting to push back retirement to that specific age.
Yeah, and if you have to pay out of pocket, whether it's continuing your existing coverage through COBRA, which is typically 18 months that you can carry that after retirement, but that cost is sometimes prohibitive, $1,500, $1,800 a month for a couple. But don't underestimate also, because I've had the opposite happen, where I've had a couple clients retire who didn't think they could because they were eligible for subsidies through the Affordable Care Act. So, Mark, same situation, retired pre-65, weren't eligible for Medicare, but remember, the Affordable Care Act is an income-based plan, not an asset-based. So you could have millions of dollars of assets saved for retirement, but whatever is showing up on your tax return is taxable income. If you're a husband and wife, a married couple, and it's below like $70,000 a year of adjusted gross income, you're eligible for subsidies. So it goes either way, the health care costs. I would encourage you, if you're listening today, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you're unsure of, hey, what are my health healthcare costs going to be? What are my options? We have a team in place. We have a healthcare specialist on our team for that specific reason. We also have a healthcare event coming up in November. You can always call us 412-515-3355 to find out those details. But don't allow that to be an overriding factor of if you can or can't retire.
Kurt, here's the next question. It comes and it says this. My neighbor said they claim Social Security as soon as they retired. Should I?
And we hear that all the time. Right. Ethan and I could probably tell story after story after story. Maybe that's another individual circumstance, that's unique to you. So encourage everyone listening today, let us provide you a Social Security maximization analysis, because just because your neighbor over the fence, just because your coworker tells you that this is what they did, that doesn't mean that's right for you. It might be right in your circumstance. It may not. But I will tell you that the proper timing and claiming strategy can add over your lifetime tens of thousands of dollars of benefits into your pocket. The same can happen if it's an improper strategy. And Social Security is still your number one source of fixed income in retirement. So you got to make the right decision. Social Security Administration, if you go there, they're not allowed to provide advice. They can't give you advice. They can tell you what your benefit's going to be based on certain ages, but they're not going to tell you what's best for you in your circumstance. We can do that at Accurate Solutions Group through a retirement Social Security maximization analysis, 412-515-3355. We are happy to do that.
Kurt, and to even further your point about you having to know the rules and being on top of things, you know, an example comes to mind where we had been working with a woman who came to us as a widow. And what made the most sense for her was to actually get her widow benefit, which was slightly less than her own benefit, at her full retirement age. So why would she do that? Well, that allowed her own benefit to grow 8% a year for 4 years while she waited from 66 until 70. Now, she turned 70 this year. She came in for her meeting with us, and we said, hey, you're 70 now. Did you get your increase? Did you jump on to your own benefit? And she said, oh, no, I forgot. So what she had to do was contact Social Security's office and file for her own benefit. Now, do you think if she had forgotten, do you think they were waiting on the other end of the phone to call her and tell her?
That's not their responsibility.
No, it's not.
But she took advantage of what are called delayed retirement credits, and it was a wonderful strategy that, Mark, a lot of people are just not aware that it's eligible. They're eligible for that.
Yeah, the point is you have to study and you have to learn those rules and those different options, because you are in charge of your Social Security benefit, not the administration. So if that's one of your concerns, if you're not sure how to claim Social Security, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. One of the items that you'll receive is help with Social Security timing and claiming. So if you have concerns about that, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan, final question of our program today. And this is one that we've done entire shows on this, but it's a kind of misunderstood, misrepresented tool in your retirement tool belt. Makes sense for some, makes sense not for everybody, but can be a great tool in your retirement tool belt, certainly. This is the question. I don't know a lot about annuities, but I hear them being talked about an awful lot. Should I have one?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like you said, we could do a full show on them, because you have to lay the groundwork with annuities. There's different types. There's fixed, fixed indexed, and variable annuities. It really kind of depends on what tool might be most appropriate for you. But when you hear the word annuity, oftentimes you're thinking of an income stream. That's one way that they're used as a tool for retirement. So if you need an income stream in retirement, maybe that's a tool that's appropriate for you. But then it comes down to there's three different types. There's fixed, kind of operate like a CD through the bank, only through an insurance company. Going to take it out for a number of years and make that fixed rate that they're offering for whether it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and then you're done with it. You can look at a fixed indexed annuity. It's going to keep your principal protected, you know, and that's backed by the strengths and claims paying ability of that insurance company. So you want to do your research there. But it'll protect your principal, and it earns interest based off of an index. A lot of times it's the S&P 500. Those have caps to them because they're protecting your downside. So they're going to allow you to make maybe 7, 8, 9% when the market performs well. Those are fixed indexed. And then there's variable annuities that can pay out an income stream like all annuities, but they're going to invest in funds, and those funds go up and down. So you have to understand which tool might be best for you and what's appropriate for you, we can certainly help you with that. If you text that word KIT, we have a link to all different types of information, but you can also set up a consultation either with Kurt or myself in our office or via Zoom. We're located in between Evans City and Butler, so you're welcome to come into the office. You could start with a 15-minute phone call or a Zoom meeting. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. Give that number a call to begin a retirement blueprint that's customized to you and your situation. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.